Well, Mac, it's a 2,000-foot putt. What do you think?
I'd use your number three woodpecker, sir.
Off with his head!
Hey, Stone, don't you know it's illegal to use a hopped-up ball?
That's it!
Hey, Harry, how do two sailors greet each other?
With a naval salute! Get it, Mac? Naval salute!
Oh, yes, sir. I'm howling on the inside.
Harry, I'd like you to meet Jimmy Cleaver. He's working here now.
Hi, Jimmy.
Very nice to meet you.
Gee, they're making our interns younger and younger all the time, aren't they?
He's not an intern. He's a judge.
You are a judge?
Hey, it's okay. I brought a note from my parents.
I'm sorry, Jimmy. I used to get that kind of stuff all the time myself. You know, when I was appointed, I was the youngest judge ever. 34.
I'm 33. This is such a thrill for me, sir. I have been a fan of yours ever since I was a little kid.
That long, huh?
Sir, you're like a law school legend. I mean, you're the man responsible for the whoopee podium, the exploding mascot, not to mention my personal favorite, the combustible toilet paper.
Well, it did help the dean set the state high jump record.
Hey, Harry, I think young Jimmy here could use some of your special candy.
Sure. Hey, Jimmy, maybe you'd like to try a little peanut brittle?
Oh, sure, I'd love some.
Gee, that used to just jump right up.
My world and welcome to it.
You know, sir, the new ones don't do that. They have microchip-controlled titanium springs.
Oh, well, that's great if you want one that works every time.
It's high-tech, sir. Without it, today's prankster is a dinosaur. Well, I gotta go be a judge.
Good luck, Jimmy. Real nice meeting you. Real nice. Real nice. I hate his guts. Where does he get off being so young?
Ah, come on, Harry. Don't be such a pucker butt. You know, after 68 years and 3 heart attacks, I can tell you fun is the best revenge. Here. Blow my brains to Brooklyn.
No, I'm not in the mood.
Ah, come on. Your mother wears combat boots.
Forget it.
Your head is shaped like a bedpan.
It ain't gonna work.
Mel Torme is a woman.
Die, commie!
Harry, do you mind if I... 2,000 bucks a week, my lips are sealed.
Stand how gloomy Harry's been since Judge Sims died.
It just tears my heart out to think he blames himself. It wasn't Harry's fault. He just
pulled the trigger and Judge Sims dropped dead.
Dan, the doctor said that the dart gun had nothing to do with it. He died of a heart attack.
We gotta do something to cheer Harry up. The last 2 weeks he's been so unspunky.
All rise. Manhattan Criminal Court Part 2 is now in session. The formerly fun-loving, but lately pretty darn depressing, Beryl T. Stone presiding.
Be seated. Or stand up. I don't give a damn.
Sir, well, look, you've got to get Judge Sims out of your mind.
I can't, Mac. They did such a cheesy job puttying up the dent in his forehead.
Try to bear up, sir. First case, People versus Grubbs. Attempted robbery.
Judge, sludge.
Mr. Prosecutor?
Yes, sir. Well, the Wizard of Ooze here.
Continue.
Well, he robbed a tour boat, and while trying to make his escape, the Duke of Oil... He got caught in the ship's tow line and was dragged through 6 miles of raw sewage. The muck stops here.
Defense?
Well, sir, my client pleads guilty, but he does pray that you will let him off the... Let him off the hook, for God's sake. What do you need, cue cards?
Bind the defendant over for trial.
Bind the defendant.
Put a sock in it.
Sorry.
That's it? I stay conscious for 3 hours to hear the legendary Harry Stone? And that's the best you can do? Where's the scintillating repartee?
I'm real sorry, sir, but this is not the time or the place for mindless frivolity.
I claim this land for the King of Spain!
Cleaver, what the hell is that?
The wheels of justice.
Cleaver.
Hey, nice robe, Judge. Is that silk? They give us new and alert judges polyester.
Forget the robe, Cleaver. I will not have you disrupting the solemn dignity of my courtroom.
Whoa, this from the man who once presided in a Puff the Magic Dragon costume?
But recent events have shown me that life is not a game. These people want more from their judges than just... cheap sideshow theatrics.
Well, then I guess they won't want to see me eat a flaming gavel. Abracadabra, presto, Mario.
So what's the joke? Oh! I've been booby-trapped!
That is so unhumorous. I can't believe anybody would find that funny.
Cute. So, you've... giving me a woman's chest. Very funny. I'm surprised you didn't. Excuse me, I'm gonna go check on something.
Say, Judge Stone, why don't you try one?
No, thanks. I make it a practice never to follow an erupting bosom ash.
Come on, you can do it, sir.
I don't want to.
You have to.
Come on, give the guy a break. Let him wander off to pasture gracefully. No hard feelings, Judge.
Well, okay, all right. Yeah, Cleaver, let's shake hands and be friends, huh?
Whoa, hell, what do we have here? Is this a prehistoric joy buzzer? No offense, Judge, but this is the 80s. Let me show you the state of the art.
Shake, partner.
Is this a trick?
Of course not.
Good, because I don't fool easy.
That's enough. Stop.
Bull, are you okay?
You got a cigarette?
The wave of the future, Harry. Wake up and smell the rubber barf.
Now, hey, wait a minute. Now, you cannot talk to him like that. He can outjoke you with one whoopee cushion tied behind his back.
No, man.
Yeah, if he wanted to, he could pull a stunt that would make your jaw scrape your toenails.
Roz.
Well, that sounds like a challenge.
Your darn tootin' is a challenge.
Miss Sullivan.
The two of you head to head, and may the best joke win.
What do you think, Judge? A battle of pranks? I'm game if you are.
Well, I'd love to. I'd love to, but you know, I've got this darn irregularity.
Oh. Hey, I understand. You're just not feeling up to it. Well, I gotta go. I hear my first case is a skydiving hooker. So much for free fall.
Sir, I cannot believe you didn't take the challenge.
Where is your pride?
Rip his guts out and use him for garters, sir. Metaphorically speaking.
Don't you guys understand? I don't want to beat Cleaver. I just want to spend my few remaining days in peaceful contemplation. What's that?
It's coming from Cleaver's briefcase.
I'm gonna waste the sucker.
This is getting crazy. Today Dan gets it. Tomorrow it could be a person.
Gee, I think it finally dislodged that carpet tack.
Hi, Matt.
Hi, evening, ladies. How's the battle zone?
Frankly, I'm getting a little tired of it.
Yeah, just once I'd like to sit in a chair without sounding like my Uncle Leon after Thanksgiving dinner.
I talked to Harry, but I haven't seen him.
Hi, guys!
Harry!
Ha-ha! Oh, I know you're disappointed because I went up to a buck and a half, huh?
Oh, Harry, it's so gratifying to see you back to your mindless juvenile ways again.
Pretty neat disguise, huh? Cleaver can't catch me if he can't find me.
Stone!
Cleaver! Matt, get the women folk to cover.
I'm tired of all this pussy footing around, Stone. Let's go for the big banana. One shot, one joke, winner take all.
Fine with me, Beaver.
You got enough gumption, boy, to make a little wager on who's gonna win? Or are you yella?
I'm a man. Hard as nails, tough as a two-bit steak. And if I win, I want to go to the circus.
Fine. If I win, I want one of those nice silk robes. Kind of symbolic, you know, the changing of the guard.
Okie doke.
Good. Your courtroom tonight. 9:15 exactly.
9:15 tonight. Fine. For what?
That is when I'm gonna prove once and for all which one of us is the real nabob of nuttiness. Because you'll know where it's gonna happen. You'll know when it's gonna happen. But you won't know what's gonna happen, and there ain't nothing, nothing you can do to stop it.
Sir, I don't like this.
I don't either, sir.
Oh, come on now. What's the worst that could possibly happen?
okay. The motorcycle gang broke his fall.
All rise. Manhattan Criminal Court Part 2 is now in session. The Honorable Harold T. Stone presiding. Perhaps for the last time.
It's almost 9:15, Mac. How's it look?
It's quiet. Too quiet. Follow me and stay low.
Does everything check out?
It's perfect. Too perfect. Don't let your guard down.
Right. Okay, we might as well get started. Okay. How's the docket?
It's busy. Too busy.
At ease. Just call the first case.
Yes, sir. People versus Boggs, sir.
Mr. Prosecutor.
Yeah, she was arrested for selling flowers without the necessary permit, sir.
What are you doing, Dan?
Do the words innocent bystander ring a bell?
Get it up here, Fielding. Defense.
Your Honor, my client is merely a flower lover who happens to sell an occasional bouquet on the street to help pay her rent.
Thought you were pretty clever, didn't you, Cleaver? You didn't think I would know that the flowers contained an incendiary device. Because they don't.
I think I'm going to faint.
Must be glad you weren't selling kittens.
Getting a little nervous, Judge Stone?
Who, me? Your hollow threats don't frighten me, Cleaver.
Sir?
What?
10 seconds, it'll be 9:15.
Quick, sir, sign this.
What is it?
An organ donor card.
5 seconds, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Top of the world, Ma! Well, I guess you were all talk, Cleaver. Oh, you made a lot of noise. Yes, you made a lot of noise. But in the end, you couldn't unthrone the champ. 10-minute recess.
Gotcha.
He did it! He's the greatest prankster in judicial history!
Trick yet.
Yeah, it's not over yet.
Yeah, it is.
What?
Well, I can't top that. Nobody could top that.
So you're just giving up?
I'm not giving up. He beat me. Congratulations, champ. I'll go get your robe.
The one you're wearing will be fine, Judge.
What? You can't just take the robe off the man's back.
At least leave him a little dignity.
Oh, it doesn't matter. Nothing matters.
I hope you get a rash. In that secret place I can't bring myself to mention.
Unbelievable. I never saw that coming.
Sir, don't worry about your bench. I have a TV tray you can use until you get a new one.
Thanks.
It has Care Bears on it.
It's not the bench, Miss Sullivan. It's me. Do you know what the odds are against a stunt like that working? They're astronomical. I never would have tried something like that.
Oh, of course you would have, sir.
Oh, no, not anymore. I wouldn't have had the confidence. Good God, Miss Sullivan, I am not young anymore.
Well, sir, none of us can stay the same age, but there are a lot of compensations for getting older.
Well, it's given me a certain measure of experience and the wisdom to accept my limitations and the cunning to lure that little twerp right into my trap.
So, how's the robe look?
You look very judicial.
Wait a minute. Something happened.
Well, late?
I am dying of curiosity. When do I get to see him?
I'd say right about now.
Undirty word, believable.
Sir!
Can I be next?
Here's the winner and still champion of the world.
I was with you all the way, Harry.
Cleaver, you may be younger, you may be faster, you may even be smarter, but you will never, ever be crazier than me.
TV Land referential moment.
You concocted this whole thing just so that I would take you to New York? This is the kind of a plot you'd expect to see on I Love Lucy.
Oliver!
TV Land, the most popular channel in TV Land.